Dr. Nichols, let's talk to you now. Your Hefter Research Institute was the principal funder of the studies that we're discussing today?
That's true, yes.
And what kind of criteria do you look for in terms of giving out the money? Because some might find this to be a little controversial.
Well, we have a vetting process. We didn't have much money for a long time, but then once we started having some small successes, we got larger donors interested. And basically, we focused on problems that didn't have current solutions, anxiety, depression at end of life, mm-hmm. Addictions, which are difficult to treat. And that's attracted a few donors who are very interested in treating addiction and, of course, depression, anxiety. We all face death at some point. We got people who were interested in pursuing these indications, Dr. Ross, Dr. Griffiths, Dr. Johnson, etc., they actually write up a research protocol, which is similar to what you would send to the National Institutes of Health if you were trying to get funding. But there's no funding from the government agencies for this, so they actually write up a protocol, and we send that out to anonymous reviewers who are experts in the field, and they review it and say, is this well-designed? Is this going to give us meaningful results? Is this something that's worth doing? We take those comments and then send them to the person who wrote the protocol and say, okay, we've got these comments back, and there may be deficiencies or maybe strong points, and we work back and forth with the reviewers and with the investigators until we get to a protocol that looks like it's solid and it will meet current scientific standards. This is the problem with the early research that was done in the 50s and 60s. The protocols were not well designed. They didn't have good controls. They didn't have good follow-up. And we had decided in the Hefter Institute that we weren't going to let that happen. If we had this precious money to support these studies, we were going to make sure that they were done right and would stand up to scrutiny by, you know, anyone in the scientific and clinical establishment. So then once that's approved, then we would go back to the donors and say, we have a protocol approved to study anxiety at end-of-life patients at, say, New York University, and we need, you know, X dollars for the first year, second year, et cetera, and give them a proposed budget. And then we would work with those donors to channel money to the investigators who actually did the study. So we try to run a pretty high-quality operation, modeled quite a bit after the way the National Institutes of Health works. But, of course, you know, there is no funding other than for philanthropists for this kind of research right now.